When you look at your phone bill, you might notice a charge for the Universal Service Fund. It collects money into a national pot that helps lower telecom rates for high-cost and low-income areas. The program benefits Alaska's villages and the phone companies that serve them, but the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, wants to change how the fund is used. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Here's how the Universal Service Fund benefits phone customers in Kotzebue.
If you had a local phone service up here, it would cost you about $85 a month were it not for the Universal Service Fund program, instead of $20 a month.
That's Doug Neal, head of the OTZ Telephone Cooperative, which supplies phone service to the Kotzebue region. It has 3,000 customers in an area the size of Indiana. He says his company is dependent on the subsidy.
Without the Universal Service Fund, little companies like OTZ perish. There just is not the revenue base in Kotzebue and the villages to support telephone service, either wireline phone service or cellular phone service.
Neal is also president of the Alaska Telephone Association. When the FCC announced last month that it wants to change the Universal Service Fund, it made Alaska telecom providers nervous.
That's our concern, is that the funding is currently being used to provide long distance, to provide service, to provide telecommunication services in rural Alaska are being taken away from us and moving down to the lower 48.
But that's not the plan, according to the FCC. Zachary Katz is an advisor to the FCC chairman. Katz says the goal is to move away from traditional phone networks to modern broadband, which brings with it high-speed internet. He says the transition will cut down on waste and inefficiency. Katz says it will get broadband to underserved areas, including Alaska.
I think people in rural Alaska should be encouraged that the FCC is finally looking to fix this program to help get more broadband out to those people. We've for too long had a program that isn't delivering on the promise of truly universal service. We have up to 24 million Americans that can't get broadband, including many in Alaska.
It's true that Alaska lacks broadband service. Jim Rowe, the executive director of the Alaska Telephone Association, says that's because it's so hard to connect a village to the outside world. But he says telecom companies have done what they can to lay the foundations for broadband within the villages. He's worried now that work will go to waste if the FCC's Universal Service Fund shifts its focus to laying the last mile of pipe to people's doorsteps in rural parts of the lower 48.
This FCC has proposed taking some of that Universal Service funding and using it in other rural places in the United States that are actually large, large rural areas that are served by bigger telephone companies that haven't done as good a job of bringing service to their rural areas.
Rowe says customers still need the basic lines, and the FCC talks about the voice wire lines as being a legacy network that's ancient history.
You know what? Legacy, the way it's used, has a negative connotation, like, we're all in Model Ts. The legacy network is being built on a daily basis. It's the stuff that's there now. Some of it was put in 10 years ago. Some of it was put in this summer.
The FCC released a report last month detailing its plans to change the Universal Service Fund, and it's now taking comments. The director of the Alaska Governor's D.C. office, John Katz, says they're weighing in to make sure Alaska doesn't get left in the dust.
Everyone wants advanced broadband service. We want that for Alaska, but there is a basic telecommunications system that's operating in rural Alaska. And there needs to be a smooth transition between that and anything that might follow.
The FCC does say in its report that it will continue to support areas where phone service is expensive. Telecom company GCI Senior Vice President Tina Pigeon says the FCC has a history of recognizing that Alaska poses unique challenges.
I am optimistic that it will continue to do so, and in fact, there are some indications already, both in public comments and in the proposal as it's made, that it's fully aware of those challenges and is taking them into account.
President Obama has called for a national push to get the U.S. connected and wants to see 98% of Americans have broadband service in the next 5 years. The question is whether Alaskans will be among that 98% and what will happen to phone service along the way. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.